File 9, Listening 1.
Welcome to the Phobia Clinic, Kylie. As this is your first appointment, today we will mostly be talking about what your phobia is like. I'll also ask you about the history of your fear. How long have you been scared of dogs?
Well, I remember a particular experience from when I was a teenager. But my mum says I've been nervous around dogs for much longer than that. When I was 5, we spent the summer at my grandmother's farm. She had several dogs, and they were quite fierce. That was 22 years ago now.
And what is the problem like today?
I don't feel too bad if I see someone with a dog on a lead. I usually stand very still and wait for the person and the dog to go. But if the dog isn't on a lead, or if the dog is big dogs are more frightening, I really start to panic. I feel hot and dizzy. I need to go somewhere safe, like my car.
Have you visited a therapist before?
Actually, no, I haven't. That's probably because my phobia doesn't affect me every day. I live in the city, I drive to work, but now I've started to avoid the park and the beach. Something has to change. When your clinic opened last year, it helped me to make a decision.
Okay. As you know, we are the only phobia clinic in this area that uses a virtual reality program. This technology has been used successfully with phobia sufferers for around 25 years now. We use a headset and a computer environment, a virtual reality environment, to help you experience your phobia safely.
Yes, I'd actually heard of the technology a couple of years ago. Isn't it also used with people who have depression?
That's true, but in fact, the technology was invented for phobia treatment. In the early 1990s, one of the first doctors to use the technology cured his own fear of heights.
How many times will I use the virtual reality program?
Well, I expect to see you around 10 times, and we won't use the headset for the first few visits. There's also a lot of talking as part of the treatment. Most patients use the computer program 4 or 5 times, and you also have to practice in the real world.
Okay, I'm ready.